This is Brian White and Caitlin Huskin, and we visited the Silvertone Show Choir, who just wrapped up their fall season. This year, the show choir had the pleasure of working closely with new choral director Alex Younger. Mr. Younger came in the beginning of this year and tweaked up the show in the heartland. This year's performance included some incredible senior solos as well as great choreography from Brooke Murray. The first measure of business we approached Mr. Younger about was how he felt the show progressed since he's taken over as choral director.
We spent the first month of rehearsals really working the show vocally and getting it stronger and getting the parts nailed down and getting dynamics worked out and things like that. And I think that's really where most of it's progressed.
Due to these changes, the Silvertone's parent preview as well as school assembly were met with positive feedback.
Students, they could tell that they really enjoyed the music and they were having fun while they were doing it. So I think that's really the biggest thing. A lot of, you know, being a show person is about what people see from you. If they see that you're enjoying it, then they're going to enjoy it too. So that's what, I think that's the big thing.
By the end of this year, the Silvertone Show Choir will be losing 18 of its 42 members due to graduation. Mr. Younger here addresses how he will fill these roles.
We just got finished with West Side Story auditions, and something that I noticed was that people who are younger that I don't know as well are starting to come out of their shell a little bit and show me and show everybody else around them who they want to be. So I can't give you any specific names, but I'm excited to see who does and what people are going to surprise me.
This snippet includes how Mr. Younger plans on starting with a new foundation.
We have to definitely form a relationship with the schools that feed into us, and I've already started doing that. I've met with a few of the teachers, Ms. Locantori, Ms. Britton, Mr. Lind. I think our product will speak for itself. I think when we put out a good show year after year, that will cause us our program to build at the rate that it needs to build. I'm not really worried about numbers too much, and then the numbers will come. What I'm more worried about is the quality.
These are Mr. Younger's main concerns to focus on as the Silvertone Show Choir approaches the spring concert.
As far as our Silvertone Show goes, I think our main concern is going to be keeping the energy high. There's this tendency in the performing arts that once you get past your first performance, your first couple performances, and the excitement isn't there anymore, that your next performances are kind of just on autopilot, and that's one thing that we have to really avoid.
I'm Caitlin Hoskin, and that was Brian White. You've been listening to a fall review of the Sterling High School Silvertone Show here at Sterling High School Radio.